this year, so we're up to 635 students. The most prevalent languages are spoken by our students are Chinese and Korean, followed by Arabic and Spanish. So that gives you just a taste of the culture at university. And you're right, we have we're fortunate to have strong connections to Indiana University and have that in our backyard, and all the resources that come to us through the university is an absolutely incredible opportunity. So we're privileged and honored.
Well, the other thing is, just because it's your first time at university doesn't mean that you're new to town. You've been here for a little bit. Tell folks where you're at before you made the move.
I was assistant principal for 9 years at Summit Elementary, just across town. So
I just sent my daughter just started going there, so I missed you.
Oh,
I missed you. So now,
yes,
now it's me and McGinnis every day after school.
Yes, you just missed me. And I was a teacher in the system prior to that, and even spent some time as a student here in middle school and high school. So, yeah, I have a love for the Bloomington community and MCCSC.
Do you think being in Bloomington, the time that you've spent here, makes it easier to deal with a multicultural, multilingual? Because Bloomington's weird. We got all kinds of people here. That's for you. You probably don't even notice it.
Well, it's been great because I grew up here with my father was at the university, so it was just a piece of the culture that I grew up with. So it's amazing how diverse Bloomington is in the different schools. But yeah, it's just great to.
Well, it sounds like a perfect fit.
Anyone that doubts the power of public education just has to walk into one of our MCCSC schools, and I think they would change that idea pretty quickly because we just have a great school system.
We're speaking with Gretchen
Morgan.
Inspires
learning every day.
And Gretchen is the principal of University Elementary School. And Gretchen, if you looked up the word diversity in the dictionary, you'd see a picture of University Elementary because you have got it personified there. And as part of that, you've become one of the schools to start the International Baccalaureate Program. Can you explain a little bit about what that is and how it's working out so far?
Sure. So,
and go slowly, because I don't know. I think this might be out of my depth, so please.
I'll give you some of the broad
Do you have a pamphlet? Is it International Baccalaureate for Dummies? That's something I could probably, that would help
That
me.
Would be great,
that
right?
Would help me.
Well, I'll give it to you in a couple of sound bites. Basically, there's a broad mission and vision to develop global-minded students and develop learners who inquire, ask questions, and who understand the world outside themselves and others and exemplify empathy and compassion for others. So that's kind of the broad framework. Childs and Templeton are two other MCC schools that are undergoing the candidacy phase along with us. And there's an instructional framework. So there are six big themes, big ideas that run across all grade levels in the elementary that are cross-disciplinary. So they integrate the language, the social studies, the math. Just to give you an example, two of the themes are how we organize ourselves and how we share the planet. So pretty broad ideas, but at the second grade level, that might be looking at community and talking about community. At the sixth grade level, that's taking a look at economic systems in our world and change in religious values in our world and biodiversity. So some pretty complex concepts, but under those broader themes. So actually, I have a quote that I'd like to share because to me this kind of exemplifies what the International Baccalaureate is all about. The quote is from a book called Ecological Literacy, Educating Our Children for a Sustainable World. And it thus follows. So the plain fact is that the planet does not need more successful people, but it does desperately need more peacemakers, healers, restorers, storytellers, and lovers of every kind. It needs people of moral courage willing to join the fight to make the world habitable and humane. And these qualities have little to do with success as we have defined it. So to me, that kind of resonated with the mission of the International Baccalaureate, and it's something that I'm really proud of our staff because we've always had the tradition of excellence at university, and there's a challenge to keep that going every single day with new challenges that our students bring to us. But I'm proud of them for undertaking this process because it really, the staff has an urgency and an agency and a zeal for learning that is absolutely palpable at our school. And it takes a look at developing those global-minded citizens and that compassion and empathy that our world is in such need of. So I can't speak highly enough about our staff. Mrs. Nan Plummer is at the helm with me. She's the assistant principal, and our staff truly keeps learning alive and meaningful learning alive in our school every single day. So I'm really proud of them for.
When you were talking with me before we went on the air, you mentioned the term Fulbright Scholar. Have you had kids go and become Fulbright Scholars?
Again, this is out of my league, so please slow down.
Do our kids become Fulbright Scholars? Is that what you said?
Yes.
They have the opportunity to. So we had some Fulbright Scholars. These are scholars from all over the world, representative of various countries that have visited the MTCSC school system, specifically university as well as other schools within our district.
Right.
But these are scholars that are working on advanced degrees and are in the country for a semester, top of their fields, and looking at education in America. And we
so they're studying university elementary?
That is one of, we have hosted them, and then they've been out in, I believe, North High School and some of the other schools as well.
Excellent. And when you get to, and again, to take a look and see what's going on and see how that all works. The International Baccalaureate Program, anybody can, how do you get into that?
Good question. It's a pretty rigorous, fortunately.
You have to color within the lines?
How does it, what did you say?
Did you have to color within the lines or outside the lines? How does that?
Actually, coloring outside the lines is good. Yeah. You have to be creative and divergent thinkers. And it is a pretty rigorous process. Last year was the planning phase for Templeton University and Childs. This year we're implementing the planning. And then next year we plan to apply for candidacy. So it's a pretty rigorous process. They come to visits at your schools, and the goal and intent is to become an IB certified world school. So, yeah, it's pretty challenging, but it's pretty innovative and keeps our staff excited and divergent, thinking about instruction and how we meet the needs of all learners. So, yeah, it is a pretty rigorous process.
Well, good. You sound like the woman for the job. So best of luck this semester. We'll get caught up with you probably in 2016 and see how everything's going. So have a great rest of the fall. Enjoy the rest of your September. And best of luck to everything going on there at University School.
Okay. Thanks to both of you for having me today. I appreciate it.